This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, August 18. Pearly Gates, Streets of Gold. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God and they will be my children. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me to the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall, with 12 gates, and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates and its walls. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length, and as wide and high as it is long. The angel measured the wall using human measurement, and it was 144 cubits thick. The wall was made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth ruby, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth turquoise, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass. Astronomers say that the heavy metals in the periodic table of the elements, gold, platinum, uranium, were formed under tremendous pressure in the depths of giant stars in the far reaches of the universe. They were scattered as far as our solar system by the explosion of those stars and became part of our Earth. Here they are rare, precious gifts from God. Streets of gold, gates made from single pearls, unfathomable riches. Imagine if your front door was made from a slice of one huge pearl. Everything about the heavenly city, the New Jerusalem, speaks to the riches of the plan of salvation and the glory of God. There are 12 gates by which the nations of the earth can stream in from all directions to their eternal blessing. There is no temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And by God's great salvation, people from all nations will be able to bring their splendor and glory and honor, all that God has blessed and purified in Christ, into this ultimate holy city of God, which is also called the Bride of the Lamb. Though we can't fully wrap our minds around these descriptions, we can be sure that the reality will be far more wonderful than words could describe and we could imagine. Pray with me. Praise to you, our Creator and Redeemer. Thank you that through faith our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Christ's name, we worship you, O God, forever and ever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.